Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of the Dr. Love Show. I am the doctor. I am feeling so wonderful today, and I really appreciate the fact that you took the time out of your busy day just to spend it with me. Today's episode, we're going to talk about opportunity and how we miss that opportunity. In life, we have a lot of chances to do things that most people don't actually get a chance to even see. However, if we aren't completely paying attention to what's happening in our lives, we have a tendency to let those opportunities slip by. For example, have you ever walked down the street and happened to notice something shiny on the ground and realized it was a new penny? Did you ever think that you want to pick it up? Or how many people just walk right past it as though the penny isn't even there? I myself have developed the mindset of if I see something like that, I pick it up and I do what some people refer to as the money dance. It's basically a dance of exuberant joy because I found something that I didn't have to do anything other than pick it up. It's kind of like a momentum thing for me. A lot of people would pass that penny by and not paying it any attention at all. But if you think about it, over the span of your lifetime, how many pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters have you seen? If you actually took all of that little change that you've seen over your lifetime and put it together, it may not amount to a lot, but it would be more than you had right now. A lot of people are doing that with the opportunities that they have in their lives as well. The opportunity for relating to the individuals that they're around, relationships, job opportunities, opportunities for better health. Every single one of those opportunities is just like that little shiny penny. If you don't pay it enough attention, it could potentially slip by. And the last thing you want to have happen is look back on your life, as we talked about in the last episode, and not have taken advantage of those opportunities. Today, I would like to extend to you the opportunity to embrace what's in your life. To stop and think about those chances you have right now to do your own celebratory dance, to have a moment of gratitude for everything that you have, for the good, for the bad, and the stuff that's kind of like in between, you know? It's sort of like when you go to McDonald's, which I don't necessarily recommend, and you happen to buy a meal. And that person says, "This, here's your order," and you look in the bag and you got an extra burger or something like that. That's an opportunity to celebrate. For some, you don't really need to be there in the first place. But if you think about it, it's still something that came your way that you didn't necessarily expect. Take your life, for example, and do the same thing. That same little mental inventory of collecting all those things together and saying, what do we have here? What do we have in the bottom of our little life bag that's like McDonald's? At Burger King, they call the fries that escape out of the package, they call them bagglers. What bagglers do you have that you can celebrate? Things you can really grab onto and say, hey, I can build an empire just from this one thought. The time comes sometimes where we just have to realize that the bagglers, as it were, are those things just like the penny. We let them slip by. We don't pay them any attention, and they wind up behind the door of opportunity. In life, do we all want the door of opportunity to remain closed? No, we don't want it to remain closed. We want to kick that door open with a Santa sack on our back and collect all those opportunities and start building on them and making it happen. I know I'm doing that right now by sharing these thoughts with you, and I hope that at some point in time you find in your heart that these podcasts are somewhat beneficial, maybe just a little beneficial. And you pull out that cell phone of yours and you text a friend and you say, you need to check out the doctor. Matter of fact, right now, stop what you're doing. Grab your cell phone. I'll wait. Doom, 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 Oh, okay, you got your phone now? In your phone, type the following. You need to listen to the doctor. To whoever you were talking to last. And then click send. And when they call you back or send you a text message back, send them to RaphaelLove.com and let them get some of the doctor. For those of you who are staying the course and holding true on the 100-day challenge, I commend you. And I look forward to those people who are making a point to check in on every day of the challenge. Please remember that I will be giving away 10 tickets to those as a drawing to those people who are doing the check-ins via Twitter or via my website, RaphaelLove.com. I will be drawing 10 names and giving away those tickets to a wonderful event that's going to be taking place in January. The tickets are valued at $1,000 each, and I look forward to actually meeting you there because I will be attending the event myself. I'm trying to make sure that I give back to the community that is giving to me by participating in the challenge as well as listening to the podcast. I would hope that you could share this podcast with everybody and give them an opportunity not only to win the tickets in the drawing, but actually to get something out of it for themselves. That's all for now with the Dr. Love Show. I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.